how we come up and everything, you know. Now, because they really don't believe it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the kind of stuff I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back then when you were coming up, what kind of buildings would you have on a farm or in this part of the country?
You would have these tall old A-roof buildings, tall, you know, that people that could afford to build those kind of buildings. But you take most of the poor folk would have small buildings. They'd call them cribs. Cribs, you know.
What would you keep that crib?
Well, you would keep feed and all that kind of stuff in there. Tools and stuff like that. They would call it crib, but it was a little old tool house, I call them now, you know.
Yeah.
But they would tell you go to the crib and get such a thing out of there. So that's where they kept all the junk and stuff, you know, feed and tools and all that stuff, plows and. But most, we couldn't afford a big one, you know. We had small ones, you know, small little old houses out there. But we couldn't afford a big one. But most of the guys, farmers that had, you know, was able to build the big ones, they kept hay in the up top part, you know, kept hay, and then they would have stalls down in the bottom for the cattle. In the horses, mules, you know, down the bottom where they feed those. But we just couldn't afford that. We just have a crib. Mm-hmm. That was a small thing, a crib, you know.
That upper part of the barn that you mentioned, was that the loft?
That's the loft.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Did people ever call the upper part of their house, right beneath the roof, they ever call that the loft?
Yeah.
Or was it the attic?
Yeah, you call it a loft.
Yeah.
Up in the loft. That's right.
Did people use that word attic back then?
Not then.
Yeah.
They just only used it attic now, you know.
Yeah, more recently.
Yeah. I didn't even know the such a name back then. It was attic, you know. Loft, all the things we knew.
Right. Was there any kind of a little building that you would call a shed around the farm?
Yeah. That you take what they would mention to a shed, just like if you have a crib, I say a barn, and build a little drop off, and that was your shed. You see, a lot of times they'd have a little drop off on each side of the barn, you know, that was a shed.
Oh, I see, kind of attached to the barn?
Yeah, 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 that was the shed.
I see.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of buildings where you might keep your cows inside, or your horses, or were both of them kept in the barn whenever you needed to?
Well, most of them was kept in the barns, you know, in the stall. Most of them were kept in the barn. They had stalls built, you know, and they wouldn't turn them loose like they do now, you know. They ain't got no stalls for no cows now. We had stalls then, you know, and each part had a stall, just like the dairies, you know. When just like the dairies, you got stalls to milk your cows in, you know. Well, we had stalls in the barn the same way.
But you wouldn't have anything like a cow barn or a stable, you know, just for horses and just for cows.
Yeah, you have stables for horses and part for the cows, you know. That's right.
Y'all keep hogs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You tell me about hog killing time.
Yeah, yeah.
Where would the hogs be kept?
The hogs were kept in the, what we would call the hog pen.